Just to continue in the same thought, it has been mentioned that Paul, and this is his last epistle, and he is charging young men. And the charge of his, preach in season and out of season. And that is the commission which we heard about it yesterday. The Lord commissioned his disciples to go. And not by themselves, because he promised them, I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. That is the point which we just heard. So we don't go by ourselves, but we are supported by the Lord himself. Actually, it is a privilege to us to work and to do God's work. The title of this session, Do the Work of an Evangelist. What is the work of an evangelist? We contemplate in the Lord himself in John 4, how did he have love to the souls in order to overcome each obstacle and go to the souls? And the question was, do I have the same love the Lord has for these souls? That is the most important one. We grow up in environment with different religion, and actually I admit, and maybe some others admit the same thing, we used to hate the others because of the cruelty which we see in them. But the Lord taught us, and I quote Brother Anis Behnam, he said, if you don't love them, you cannot preach the word to them. You cannot reach out to them. And dear brethren, it is true. If we don't have the love which the Lord has and made him come from heaven to earth and go to the cross for everyone, regardless his background, regardless his religion, I cannot reach out to them. And nowadays, we see hundreds of them coming to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. So, do the work of evangelist. What does he do? What the evangelist do? In order to know what an evangelist does, we look at some. We have two big examples, Paul and Peter. And they had a message. Paul for the uncircumcised, the nation, and Peter for the Jewish people. Do they have different message? No, it is exactly the same message. Look at Paul when he talk in these verses which has been read in Romans 1 from 16 to 17. The gospel of Christ. What is the gospel of Christ? Power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth. From faith to faith. And the message is, we can see it in the previous verses in the same chapter, Romans 1 from verse 1 to 4. His son Jesus Christ, our Lord, seed of David, that is his humanity, according to the flesh, declared son of God. He is the son of God with power, according to the spirit of holiness, by resurrection from the dead. So his humanity, his deity, and his death and his resurrection. Another one in 1 Corinthians 15. The gospel which I preached unto you, Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, buried, and rose again in the third day. Is any difference between what Peter said in Acts 2? It is the same thing. Jesus Christ, who you have been crucified, he is, and now he is Christ and Lord. That is the same message. That what you and me suppose to convey to the people. It is only one message. It is only like what Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Can anyone do this? Can anyone convey this message to the people? Even the young man Timothy, even the weak people, which he mentioned, which has no power in themselves, no intelligent, no qualification. It is a very simple message, but again, it needs love to the souls in order to reach out for them.